You're listening to Those Dram Yinzers with your hosts, John and Zach.
Hey everyone, I'm John.
And I'm Zach.
And welcome to Those Dram Yinzers. We drink whiskey
and talk about it.
For everything Those Dram Yinzer, please be sure to visit ThoseDramYinzers.com. You can find our social media links, our Patreon page, order form for our hats, and the link to Zach's favorite website, which you all know is DramIt.Threadless.com, where you can find all types of merch that we offer. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, want us to do an ad for your product, or would like us to try a product on the show, send us a DM or an email. Let's take a minute to talk about Frost Buddy. It's a great way to support the show while also getting something for yourself in return. It's the best all-in-one koozie you can ever have. Their Universal Buddy fits four different types of bottles and cans and can even turn into a full-on drink container with their additional lid. Use the link in our bio to check it out for yourselves. And if you buy something through our link, Frost Buddy will send us part of the sale. Again, great way to support the show and get something for yourself in return. Before we begin, we have one more thing to talk about. The Elwood City Wine and Bourbon Walk is coming back for another year. The second annual. So again, in Elwood, which is mine and T's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day weekend again, May 11th. It's a Saturday.
Yes.
From 12 to 4. Here's the best part. $25 if you buy now. $35 at the door. So you save $10 by buying it before the day of.
There you go.
So that's huge. And there's 14 vendors. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people last year, and you can listen to our audio and everything like that. They had a blast. And like four, I mean, think about it. You get, and they were all pouring one or two things apiece. So
oh, yeah.
You
no,
could, if mean, you hit all of them, you could look at least 28. Samples if you hit two at each spot.
Oh yeah, no, you it know? More than pays for itself.
And the biggest thing that they didn't have last year, which again, fantastic job on their first year, was enough food. There was that one food truck there, but that was for something else. It just kind of happened to be lucky that it was the same day.
Yeah.
So they're actually going to have, I don't know which ones yet, but they're going to have food trucks.
That's excellent.
You know, throughout the walk as well, which will be huge. And you know, then you can try more because you have food in your tummy.
Darn tootin', Sir Isaac Newton.
We will link the event page, the link to buy the tickets, if you want to go, in the show notes, and then I'll also add it in our bio on all our social medias. Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. It's been a second.
It's been. Steve did a good job, though. I'm very proud of him.
Thank you, Steve. Good looking out, buddy.
I wonder if he listened to it, because I know a lot of people, when we have, like, guests like that,
yeah,
you know, Steve's not a one-off, but like
right.
People who aren't on it consistently, wonder if he listened to it or he's like, I can't listen to my own voice.
I can't listen. I've never listened to an episode that we've done.
Shut up.
Well, okay, I listened to one.
Okay.
And then I was like, that's what I sound like? Gross.
See, I just got so used to it from
all the editing.
Well, the editing here, but I used to make instructional videos for an online thing, and I had to edit those, so I got over it real fast there. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
well, you're a stronger man than I am. I heard it once, and I was like, "Why would anybody?" I'm so glad you all listened, but I was like, "Why would anybody listen to this?"
Sultry tones of
it's
Mr. Zachary Waller.
It's just because John's voice is so angelic that it counteracts
my nasally.
It counteracts the sandpaper through a dying cat. Thrown in through a wood chipper sounds of my voice. Oh, and I just talked over the chunk.
That's a bad one. All right.
This isn't the actual bottle, but I got to get a good one.
Better.
All right. Steve, that one was for you. I just pulled the bottle off the 10th ward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steve and I really enjoyed that one last week. Not to give anybody spoilers. That's better. Spoilers on a previous episode, but go back and listen to that episode. So this is episode 93. We're closing in, boss.
93.
And if we stay on pace, we should hit episode 100 in about middle of July.
Huzzah!
So, which will, you know, coincide with right around with the Rebellion Festival.
Yeah. We're going to need to get a hotel.
Yeah. So we were cleaning some stuff up around the house. That, you know, we got a new couch down here and everything like that. So we're putting some stuff away. And I told you I'd tell you the story on here. But
Yes, yes.
So, you know, so this past Christmas, right, was first Christmas after my grandfather had passed. Mm-hmm. Right. My dad's dead. Big John, because he was also John.
Yeah.
My aunts and my grandmother all wanted to get all of us, all the grandkids and everything, just something that he would have loved to have given us, right?
Okay.
And so we had to wait. It was like the last one because we all had to open it together because we all got the same thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I should tell this, if I should tell you from my perspective or from my aunt's perspective, because this was pretty funny both ways. Anyway, so we get it, right? And it has this beautiful card and just says, you know, he would have loved to gotten you all something one more time, blah, 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 you know.
Sure.
Really nice. We open it, and we can see it's a glass, like a pint glass.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Maeli Hunting, family tradition, with a giant, like, deer skull, like you would see, like, hung up with the alien on it. Grandpa never hunted. Well, none of us hunt. Not, well, Christopher does. The rest of us don't. And all of them say that. And we just kind of, you know, it's one of those, like, sometimes you get some grandparent gifts, you're like, oh, thanks. I don't know what Dallas is.
Right.
We all kind of look at each other, and you look at my aunt, and they start busting up laughing. And I was like, I don't get it. I was like, wait, are we going to start hunting? Like, what's going on? And she goes, okay, so here's the story. She said, my grandmother was a QVC-er, she gets the magazines where you can, like, call in a number and buy. All a lot of gifts came from, like, one of those kinds of things, right?
Sure.
So at some point, my grandmother got, you know, in the mail, this flyer to be able to buy customized glassware for the family.
Whatever. Sure.
Or a set, you know, whatever, whether you want it for yourselves or give it out. And the picture on the front was like your name here, and it was the Italian flag, like, waving, right? And if people haven't figured out, I am Italian in heritage, right? My grandfather, I mean, God, he plastered that flag everywhere, right? Massive, like, into his, you know, was part of the SOI, the Wolves Club, which was literally, Little Elwood had two Italian clubs.
Wow.
And everyone belonged to both. Anyway, so Italian flag, like, very much like targeted advertising, right? So my aunts and my grandmother, this would be great. Oh my gosh, we got to get everybody these. So they call, they fill out the form, they say how many they want, they write the name out, you know, everything like that. We want the flag, blah, blah, blah. Send it off. Package gets here, and it's that.
Oh my gosh.
All the deer heads and, like, hunting and everything. Like, it was just supposed to say Maeli, a family tradition with, like, the Italian flag. It's all it was supposed to do. To this day, they have no idea what the hell happened.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, I don't know if they just ran out and they just stuck this on. She's like, I know there was nowhere to click, like, I want this.
Right.
Like, I want this design. I want this design. It was just like, send it in. And we all have Maeli Hunting and family tradition glassware now. So when we were, so then, you know, like, I don't know if I said this on the show. Like, my grandmother had passed. This past January, and so we were cleaning stuff up from, like, stuff we got from our house and everything, and finally got this out of, like, the box, and I was like, well, it's got to go up on the bar, you know, front and center,
yeah,
because grandpa would have got a kick out of the fact that came in over. Like, you know, he'd have called and bitched at him, but then he would have laughed. Like, it would have been a great joke. So moving forward, but there's the story behind that glass. And we'll make sure we take a picture of it so we can put it on for the post for this episode.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, we're definitely.
But, yeah, Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever drink out of it because I think it's just going to be a prominent piece on the bar.
Sure, sure.
You know, but yeah, cracks me up. Christopher's the only one that's ever gone hunting. None of us have.
You should plan a family hunting trip.
That's what we said. If we're going to rent a cabin up in like Cook's Forest or something like that and go hunting. And by hunting, if they're for those playing the audio game, I did air quotes.
Yeah.
And by hunting, I mean smoke cigars and drink whiskey in a cabin somewhere.
That's right.
You can come.
Promise?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will the cabins have air conditioning?
Maybe. Well, okay. Yes, because I know all of us, and yeah.
All right, good.
We would rather glamp. We would rather glamp than, yeah.
Camping, for me, is when the AC in the hotel breaks.
Oh, my. I've done the tent camp. I mean, tent camping at a campground where, like, you park right next to your spot, and sometimes there's even electric, like, plugged in. It's in, like, an actual bathroom with a shower, and, you know. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done like in the middle of freaking nowhere. No, thank you.
I did the camping ground camping once.
Yeah.
I was a teenager.
A couple times, yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah?
I woke up in the morning and I was like, why am I wet?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
But I woke up and I was like, it's just like my whole body was dewy. My sleeping bag was glistening.
I don't know how many times we went because, so my Aunt Lisa, when she lives in Kentucky, when she was married to her ex-husband, his family had a pontoon boat. So we always either picked a campground near like Ohio, the High River or a lake or somewhere. So we would go, like it'd be all of us, and then we'd take the boat down and go out and tubing and fishing and stuff like that. But yeah, I remember the one time, it was like right after Lisa and I started dating. We were going. I was like, you want to come with me? She's like, absolutely not. Is there a shower? Well, there's a community shower. Nope.
She's a smart lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, like a tent.
Yeah.
Now we did have electric on this one.
Right.
But there was one time, I forget where this, I think it was somewhere in Ohio, because typically we met them in Ohio.
Okay.
Where my parents had this nice, like, three room, quote unquote, room tent, because there was a lot of, there was six of us. So we had enough space, you know, we actually would put it up in my parents' backyard and I camp out like overnight, like there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We did do that when we were kids. Because I could immediately run inside and wash the morning damp off.
And so anyway, so we're at this one campground and I wake up to my aunt's husband at the time, but I wake up to Tom yelling, get out of here. Go on. Get out of here. Leave that alone. Get out of here. And I'm like, I'm not opening this. I'm not unzipping this because whatever he's trying to scare away is going to jump in here and I'm going to freak out. There's a couple raccoons got into like some of the stuff. Now, we had put a lot of it like either in his truck, like all the food was away, but something was left out and they were trying to get into it and it was him scared.
Oh my gosh. Trash pandas. It's
like, nope.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. I don't know. I just feel like
I've done camper. I like campers. Like those are nice.
I can do campers. Yeah. Like I said, AC.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I just need to keep the damp away.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind like a nice like log cabin, but again,
yeah,
with electric and AC and heat. And, you
know. I could do a log cabin without AC if it was in the winter.
There was actually a really nice cabin-esque. I don't know if it technically would be called a cabin, but it had that like log cabin like look and feel and everything that Lisa and I stayed at the first winter. So winter 2020, I think.
Okay.
Or in 21, right after Connor was born, you know, so it was Connor was only like a year old or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was down near... Oh, what's the big down in like Lehigh Valley? Oh God, what's the big resort?
Yeah, hold on.
Not Lehigh Valley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh God, it was on like The Bachelor and
Pensacola?
No. Not Ogle Bay. The hell is it? Oh my God, of course I start telling the story and I blank in the middle of it.
To the internet.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was, it wasn't at this place, but it was nearby, and it was like someone's house, and like they were, and this was also on their property, but it also had dumped snow. I'm talking like 3 feet of snow.
Ooh, yeah, buddy.
You know, to where like the drive, she had a U-shaped driveway, and it only had track marks of like her, because she had like a four-wheel drive car. It only had her track marks. In fact, Lisa got our car stuck in it at one point.
Oh, no.
But very nice, like one, two room technically, because you had the main room and then the bedroom. Like little cabin, all like open concept, you know, gas, like fireplace. And then it had like the baseboard heating for like the other rooms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like you could, I mean, you turn that gas fireplace on and it heats a whole damn place. We actually had to turn everything down because it was actually like too hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a nice little place. And
that sounds really good. Really
and if
nice.
I can find the link for it, because I was, I looked recently and they were still like, she still like Airbnbs it. But
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because it had a whole outdoor, like it had a whole outdoor space.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went there during the summer, like the nicer month, they had like an outdoor kitchen and stuff. And yeah. Connor just liked the fact that the snow, he was, the snow was taller than he was.
That's awesome. Out there
playing in the snow. But, that's amazing. But anyway, but I that was fun. But it also had heat and electric.
That,
and
that sounds great. That's my idea.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing.
Honestly, it'd be a great little getaway for you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nemecolon.
Okay, nice.
It's near there, like near the big resort. Yep. Anyway,
I love the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Like I like hiking, I like biking, I like canoeing, yeah. I like whitewater rafting, I like zip lining, I like rock climbing, like all that stuff. Like I enjoy that stuff. I just don't want to sleep in it.
Yeah. Okay, so here's our double date weekend away from the kids. Oak Lodge.
Yeah.
It's out near Ligonier.
Oh, right on.
Okay.
It's so pretty out there.
Lisa and I have gone past a couple years. Mm. It's this beautiful property. I don't know if I ever talked about it on here. Mm-mm. Beautiful property. Kind of tucked away a little bit. Acres and acres of land. They make their own maple syrup.
Whoa.
They made its own like little like 1600s like village. But it's a bed and breakfast.
That sounds amazing.
There's a spa. They mostly do weddings, like, on the weekends and stuff. But there's, up near the spa is a couple, like, rooms, and you kind of get, like, the whole place, you know?
Sure.
But the big thing they have are one-room cabins. So he took trailer, like one-room, like, not trailers, but, like, one-room campers.
Okay.
And converted them into little log cabins.
Oh, it's so cute.
So you walk in, you get a little porch, right? And then you walk in, and it's just like, it's one room, so you get like big bed, a little table, TV, fireplace, a little like kitchenette, so like a sink and a mic and a fridge, and this really nice bathroom with this soaker tub, big shower. And the best part I love about it, because we always went in the winter, the floor in the bathroom is heated.
Oh my gosh.
But it's a bed and breakfast, so breakfast is included. They have chef on staff that cooks something different every, you know, every morning.
Amazing.
You're there. Yeah. They have like, you can go up and order like dinner and stuff, not from the they have other cooks and stuff to do that. But or you could just hop over to Ligonier. We can go over to Ligonier and get something to eat there and whatever.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds amazing.
So that's our next double date in a week. No kids.
That'd be amazing. That would be awesome. Can I say amazing any more times? That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
And we love it out there. I mean, we go to the Highland Games out by Ligonier.
Yes. Yeah.
Almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we can, we'll be going again this year.
Yeah.
But it's really pretty out there.
I love it. And it's nice. It's tucked away enough, but you still have like, you know, and then in the summer it has like the air conditioning. So like the wall mounted, you know, unit kind of thing. So if we go in the summer, it's air conditioned.
Perfect. You're checking all my boxes, man. Mm-hmm. You said breakfast, you said air conditioning, you said heated bathroom floors.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
When do we leave?
Yeah, exactly. We love it up there. And, I have two massive coffee mugs from there.
Nice.
Because in the room, you get two
big green coffee, like this beautiful, like exactly what you expect out of like a log cabin, like camper mug. You know what I mean?
Is it that kind of like ceramic-y looking?
Like the ceramic, the green with the white specks in it.
Yep, and it's really nicely glazed and everything, and it's going to be a big hunk and chonker.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's like their in-room ones. So the first year we went, I was like, I don't want to steal these, but I want one. So they have, the office is also kind of like a little convenience store. So they have like, you know, like bags of like microwave popcorn and some drinks and some beer and wine and stuff. And then they sell merch for their place. And they had the mugs, but it was brown.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't care. I still want it. This is great. I love big mugs.
Oh, yeah.
And so bought one.
Nice.
Went back the next year because, again, we had a blast, you know. Went back, went into the shop to talk to the owner again and just see, like, I think we wanted to get some, like, water. We wanted some, like, little snackers or something like that. And they had the green ones for sale.
Yeah.
So I have two. I have a brown one and a green one.
Excellent.
And they have ornaments of the green mug.
So that's awesome. That's great. Oh, man, I love a good big coffee mug where you can, like you fill the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And like a third of it fits in the
mug. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a little like a 5-cupper pot.
Yeah.
Of for my coffee in the morning, and I fit almost like 3/4 of it. In the
I see. That's a good.
So it's just enough to like fill it up. I put it. I have a little like I have a heater, a mug heater.
Okay. Yeah.
On my desk, so I turn that on, so it keeps my coffee warm. And then when I drink down, I can just top it off, warm it up again. If it didn't, if I had to turn it off or something. But
I know we're here to drink whiskey, but like I could kill for a coffee right now. Oh my
gosh. I can make it. We have a Keurig upstairs.
It's okay. It's a school night. I need to be able to go to sleep after this.
but yeah, so there's my camping. I love our train of thought.
Yeah.
Our train of thought here. Oh my God. Okay, cool.
Well, it's been a minute. We got a lot to catch up
on. So what we're actually here for is whiskey.
Speaking of nature, this one's from Wisconsin.
This is from Wisconsin. So friend of the family, one of my dad's like really good friends, Tim. He, him and his family lived in Wisconsin for a few years. They're from here. They had moved out there because of his work, and so he always would bring Wisconsin cheese. He'd always bring stuff back from Wisconsin.
You did not just say Wisconsin cheese.
Why?
Because I freaking love Wisconsin cheese.
But
now we have a whole new tangent to talk about.
But so he always tells me, he's like, hey, man, like, there's a ton of like, liquor stores around where I usually go, because he goes back and visits every once in a while. And he's like, you want me to look for anything? I was like, anything out of the ordinary.
Whiskey and cheddar.
Yeah, whiskey and cheddar. Anything out of the ordinary, man. Don't give me any like standard stuff I can get anywhere. Like, give me something that's different out there. So the one trip back, he brought me the bottle that we're actually trying tonight. So it's Driftless Glen. It's a Wisconsin distillery, and he bought me their flagship, their straight bourbon whiskey.
Nice.
Always
a good way to start off with a new distillery.
96 proof. Yeah. Just to start out with their flag, because they have other versions. They have like a single barrel cask strength. Mm-hmm. They do some rye whiskey as well. But distilled, aged 4+ years, new oak, and bottled at, so it's grain of glass. No source, no nothing. They try to get all their as much as their grain from like the local area and all that stuff. But Driftless Glen, taste the American spirit, 96 proof. I don't know if I said that. I had a sip of this before, but it's been a bit because he got it for me like a year or so ago. Yeah, so on the back it says, straight bourbon whiskey, balanced and full-bodied, this small batch of carefully selected barrels is non-chill filtered to preserve its subtle spice and notes of caramel and vanilla. We have touched each bottle, so with two thumbs up, we share our dream and taste the American spirit. So I'm going to let you do your segment. Tomas, make sure you put the gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I need to just make it one of these buttons on the thing. I don't think I did that.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
That's the new one, T. Cut that. That's the new one. Because I don't think, let's see, what were these buttons again? Hold on. Oh, I turned it off.
Okay. Did you just blow up the headphones?
No, my headphones are falling apart. So do your thing, man.
All right. Well, this bottle is gorgeous. I'm just going to say that from the beginning. Super duper cool. So I'm sure I'm going to butcher the last name. So my apologies in advance to the owners. Brian and Renee Bemis, I'm assuming is how you say the last name.
That's what it looked like. Yeah.
Are the owners who started this, and on each bottle is a fingerprint, one from Brian and the other from Renee, and it is to symbolize their official seal of approval of the product as it goes
hence
out.
Two thumbs up on the back.
Yep. Yeah. As it goes out of the distillery. So that's a really cool detail that I've never seen before. Also super cool is they put the fingerprints right where you would grip the bottle to do a pour. So you're almost like holding hands with them as you're pouring the whiskey.
And it's not like a sticker. Like it's
ingrained into the glass. It's ingrained into the glass. It's super cool. And you look at them and the prints are different. It's a different print for each side. It's not like it's a copy pasted thing. So it's cool. It's like you're shaking their hands as you take a drink of this spirit that they've poured their heart and soul into. Now, there is something on this bottle that I do not know what it is. I know it's a windmill. Old fashioned farm windmill is ingrained both on the back of the glass, but it's like also on the label. It's like their main logo.
Yeah, because it's on the lid or the
website.
No, the top.
Top of the
The cork.
Cork. Cap. Bottle thing.
My brain's not braining.
I hear that, dude. We should make that, tattoo that on my face. My brain ain't braining. I'm not sure what the significance of the windmill is. I looked online. I looked all over the place. And, I mean, I'm seeing pictures of windmills on farms in the town that they're from. I don't know if it's a nod to, like, local farming community type thing or what. But it is really nice. They've got a beautiful sticker on the front of the bottle that's embossed. So you've got some great texture on there. It feels like a raw paper type feel on the areas that aren't embossed. So all in all, you're getting a great like textural experience before you even have opened the bottle. Some beautiful metallic printing on here in golds and silvers. It really is quite a beautiful bottle, and I just think the fingerprints on the side is such a cool a cool touch. I've never seen that before.
I was going to say I don't think I've seen that.
That's really unique, and I love that bit of branding that they've done here. A really great square rectangular bottle feels hefty in your hands when you hold it. It's got a good weight to it. So yeah, all in all, I really enjoy what they've done with this packaging, and I just think it's absolutely beautiful, and it would look great on any bar. So I mean, how it tastes remains to be seen, but how it looks is officially gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like it. I was gonna say it is a hefty bottle.
Hefty bottle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Well, want to sniff it?
Nosy notes.
Want to sniff it?
Next time we go to a whiskey tasting with people who don't know us, you guys want to sniff it.
It's a beautiful vanilla grain.
Classic metal. Bourbon notes.
Yes,
exactly. Classic bourbon notes. Caramel, brown sugar.
Which, again, if this is their standard, their flagship, this is off to a good start.
It's everything that you want in a classic bourbon, at least on the nose. At least on the nose. So far, so happy.
Would I say 96, 98? From the bottom. Proof.
It is 96 proof.
96 proof, okay. And 4+ years aged.
Yeah. I'm excited to dig into it because it smells great. Oh, wow.
Ooh, beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Again, similar nose. Beautiful vanilla caramel. Like, it just like...
Oh, wow.
Caresses your tongue, and you get this. I got a wonderful cinnamon note towards the end.
Yes. Great baking spices.
you know what it is for me? I'm not getting like I'm not getting like any apple on it. So ignore the apple part of the statement that I'm about to make.
Okay.
But you know the crust of a Dutch apple pie?
Yes.
That's what I'm getting. It's like okay. The crust of a Dutch apple pie. Not the apple, but like the cinnamon and the sugar and kind of a little butteriness to it. The vanilla that you put into the dough, it's all there. It is like it's like a bakery in a glass. And I loved the hug. I'm still feeling it, but it's really, really, it's a tender hug. It's a tender hug from Brian and Renee. The hug started kind of strong, but then it dissipates quickly, but then it lingers and it just warms in the center of your chest for a little while. So it truly does. The description of hug is correct here. It really does feel like you're being hugged from the inside out.
This is textbook bourbon to me. I'd put this up against a lot of the big guys for sure. Hey. Even at 96 proof. I think this is just a beautiful like sipper. I really do.
100%. This would be a this would be an everyday go-to for me.
You know, yeah, I'm a little shocked I've been letting it sit there.
If it wasn't so damn hard to get.
Yeah.
Because once again, we've found something we love that I'm assuming we can't get here because...
I'm looking.
I hope I'm wrong. Because if I'm...
I knew there was something I forgot to pull up.
If I'm wrong and we can get this here, tomorrow's payday, so guess what I'm going out to find.
Let's see what they have.
Yeah, freaking figures.
They
don't happen to ship, do they?
No. Well, so I looked up the site they use to sell, to sell it online, and it's sold out right now.
Biscuits.
At least through that site, you know. I am going to the beach next month, so I can keep an eye on out for this for
you. If you see it, this is on my list. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Tim's going back to Wisconsin anytime soon, but.
This just tastes classic in all the right ways.
I love this.
This just tastes classic in all the right ways. It's, you know how sometimes like,
wow, that's so good.
You know like how sometimes when you have like a really good chocolate chip cookie, you're like, okay, I've had chocolate chip cookies before, but when you have a really good one, it's just, it's familiar and new all at the same time, and you love every second of it. That's this whiskey. It's familiar because it's bourbon. But it's everything about bourbon done really, really well.
So do you want price before or after we rate?
Give it to me before.
47.
Oh, Haas.
Okay. I think this is... I mean, even though it's 96 proof.
Yeah.
47 is still a Haas for me.
It's a Haas. I thought you were going to say like 60, 70, and I would have...
According to the website that they send you to buy like their stuff online...
Yeah.
That one listed it at 47.
47 also doesn't really surprise me. It's a small batch distillery.
Out of Wisconsin, which probably isn't doing a lot of like, you know,
Smaller distilleries are always going to have to charge a little bit extra because they just don't have the volume.
But even, I mean, everything's going up in price now.
For crying out loud. Places 47 is $48 for haircuts at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Telling me I could get this for the cost of a haircut?
Less than the cost of a haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make me happier longer. Mm-hmm. Last me longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoy this. This is a Haas. If you see this when you're out, get it.
This is a bourbon to have on your bar.
So 100%. I'm going to plug something here. So, well, tomorrow, as in our current, like as we're recording tomorrow, right? Not, it'll... have already passed by the time this show comes out, but
our future, your past.
Yeah, I'm going over to Jason Lefebvre's house to record with him because he started a podcast, a whiskey podcast.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's why he wanted us to come over.
Congratulations, Jason.
Yeah, it's called Bullets and Bourbon, which is what his Instagram handle is.
Yeah.
And he's been wanting to do it for a while and just, you know, it's with one of his buddies and they've been, you know, doing pretty good so far. So I'm going over to record with him. But
I definitely want to do Driftless tonight because I'm going to try to talk him in tomorrow because he just bought some, like, barrel proof, like, some of their other, like, offerings from his most recent trip or whatever. So I'm going to be like, hit me up. I probably will bring this with me tomorrow.
I mean, Jason, Bubby. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to be out of town, all right? But... I'm just saying, if you happen to have like sample bottles,
oh, he's got plenty of those.
And you know, you wanted to send some back with John. Just text me and tell me that you did that, because if John says no, he didn't send anything, I need to be able to call him out on that.
But he wants us, so I'm going to go on. But I think we're definitely going to do at some point like a two-parter crossover episode.
Yeah. All right, so I'll make sure I'm there for the second part.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we we do that together. But yeah.
This is dope. Mm-hmm. This is so good. I haven't gotten like this excited over a bourbon in a while. This is like
great.
How
4+
connected
years
to you are you?
And they've only been open since 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they
which is a lot longer, you know. 2012 to me is like 3 years ago.
But. I know. But still, you think about like Jim Beam, stuff like that. They've been around since, you know, for five ever.
But they've never sourced. It's always been grain to glass.
Well,
and this is 4+ years.
And they were hell talking about on their website how they live in an area, I guess, that's again, you know, you take everything with a grain of salt because marketing, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. All right, there we go. The cynical side of me is gone. But they're talking about how they live in an area in Wisconsin that is a very unique area in terms of the water quality and the soil and just the environment that makes up the area and how that all plays an impact on the grain that they source from the area. They are sourcing their grain from where they're located.
Yep.
And I absolutely believe that has an impact on the taste. I mean, how many different distillers have we talked to who have said where you source your water and where you source your grain? Yeah.
Well, that's Kentucky's claim to fame with the limestone water.
Right.
Yeah.
So I 100% believe that their resources in their area are contributing to this beautiful flavor and this beautiful nosy notes, and it's just tremendous. We didn't even talk about the color. It's this gorgeous amber color.
Oh, yeah.
It's just everything about this is slapping.
This is textbook bourbon.
Yeah.
Suck it, Kentucky.
Shuck it long and shuck it hard. But yeah, I mean, hell, I wanted to go to Wisconsin for the cheese. Now I know what I want to drink with the cheese.
So you're 2 for 2 on Wisconsin distilleries now.
Yeah.
Because the other one is the J. Henry.
Yeah, which I still think about to this day, the J. Henry. We had that like 4 years ago. That was one of the first.
Yeah.
Like in the first year we tried that one.
I think so.
And I remember trying that being like, this is amazing. And you're like, yeah, you can get it in the tri-state Wisconsin area. Yeah. So like Wisconsin, Illinois.
I got it when I was out visiting, Lisa's family in Chicago.
Yeah. and like Michigan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, great. So the closest I can get is like Western Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. So at this point, it sounds like there's just a trip to Wisconsin that needs to get planned.
It's fine.
And go to J. Henry, go to Driftless, eat our body weight in cheese.
Yes.
Drink our body weight in whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Never poop again.
I don't know. The whiskey might counteract the cheese a little bit.
That would be an interesting battle. There will be a vicious battle taking place in my gut. Mm-hmm. And I am willing to take that journey.
So I visited. So again, we'll talk about my travels again for anyone that's still hanging on. So Joe,
the real ones are
The owner of Lawrenceville Distilling reached out and wanted to us to come visit. I popped over there to just have a chat with him. I was expecting pop in, pop out, set something up. Okay, cool. 2.5 hours later, I left. Dude is just a solid human being, ridiculously knowledgeable in all things beer and distilling and everything. They don't really do a lot of whiskeys. They mostly do like absinthe, gin, vodkas, like stuff, more clear spirits. But we had reviewed his whiskey at the Elwood walk last time. Remember, it was in that little sandwich shop, and he had a woman was behind the table. And I'll be honest with you, I was very nervous to go and talk to him because I know we did not review it very well.
Right.
We didn't get a chance to try it, but it was like over $100.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I don't remember everything we said, but I do know like we gave them the benefit of the doubt of like, it's probably like small, very, very small batch.
Sure.
First iteration. I get it. It's fine. Not for me, but
right.
Moving on. So I'm always weird meeting people after giving. I mean, you and I don't bullshit.
No, and no. I don't think that we're mean about it, but I think
we
that
try not to be.
Yeah, there's something. I hope we're not mean about it. It's not of our intention.
So I walked in,
put time into this,
and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm John from Those Jim Minzers." Said we spoke on the phone, blah, blah blah. He's like, "Oh yeah." He goes, "Hey, I wanted to talk to you. Akachians, when you reviewed our whiskey, at the one walk," he goes, "in fact, I got to tell you this first." He's like, "You scared the girl who's working for me." I was like, "What do you mean?" She called me right after you left and said, "You didn't tell me I was going to be interviewed on like video and stuff like that." And he goes, "Oh, I didn't know that was going to happen." So we scared her. And, but he goes, "But I got to tell you, man." He goes, I appreciate you." And I was like, "Oh, what's up?" And he's like, "You're right. It's overpriced." He's like, "But I respect that you guys understood what we were doing here with it. And you didn't just like say, fuck that, you know, whatever." He said a lot of people were like yelling at her in the face because they were like, "Why is it that expensive? And you're not going to let me taste it." But, you know, people were rude. Anyway, he's like, "So I just respect you for giving an honest opinion, but then also understanding what we're trying to do here. Because it's only 5 gallons.
Yeah.
You know, and he said it's mostly for us, like the workers and stuff. And he goes, "If we can sell a couple bottles, we sell a couple bottles."
Right.
He's like, "But it's mostly for us. Like, we do all this other work, and this is kind of like a fun little thing for us."
Yeah.
He let me try his next iteration of it. I don't know if it's out now or it's coming out, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And because it's 7 grains.
Wow.
That's the other aspect of it.
Wow,
I didn't remember that from last time. It's 7 grains.
That's a lot of grain.
It's a bunch of different, it's corn and like 3 or 4 different types of wheat and a honey malt and stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Interesting.
And I was like, "Oh shit." I was like, "You can taste all these, like you can, like there is a distinct flavor to it."
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was not, I mean, it just, we talked, a lot of different things. That's why I was like, "Oh, the cocktail thing was tonight." He told us about it. He was like, "You guys should go to this." And I was like, "That's kind of quick notice. It's hard for us to get to, you know." I said, "But thank you. You know, you can send me the info and we'll see." But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was there a couple years ago, but they weren't working on any whiskey yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, real, real cool dude. Excited. Very much like punk rock-esque, like atmosphere.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. And, right in our wheelhouse.
He had a record of Modest Mouse on his little record player.
That he got a vinyl player going on there?
Oh. Yeah, connected to the speakers and everything. Yeah, man.
$100 of whiskey or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to be vibing with this dude.
But he wants to do, he was giving us like ideas. He's like, "I'd love to do this with you guys. Love to do this." They make absinthe, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
absinthe part of that too. Is part of the recipe for a Sazerac, the drink.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So he was like, they make 3 different types of
absinthe,
and he was like, "Typically we use, you know what? 45 minutes in, the first time I'm saying this. Typically we use, you know, Liberty Pole rye.
Take a shot."
And he was like, "I'd love to do like a show with you guys. Like, I'll make 3 different Sazeracs for you. One with each of our absinthe with the same whiskey. And I was like, "Hell yeah, man, let's do it."
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And going, you know, on the road. I mean, I know it's maybe like deviating smidgical from the whiskey, but it's still a whiskey cocktail.
Yeah.
It's still supporting local and it's still supporting small business,
which
are our 3 core tenants is whiskey, local, small business. Mm-hmm. I know that we're like, you know, we still enjoy like the big players and all that sort of stuff. There's no disrespect to anybody who's a big player or anything like that. We, you know, they put out amazing stuff, but it's just there's a lot of small stuff out there too.
Yeah,
that's great, and I think that it's super cool that we get to use this platform to talk about them and talk to them. And hopefully, you know, even if just like three or four people hear about it, three or four more people that they might have gotten, and I just think that would be super cool.
They're working on another 5 gallon thing. I don't want to say it out loud, but they're working on something else, and they want us to come when they finally like tap it to try it. They want us to go.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was like, okie dokie.
Put my guy liner on, find my Good Charlotte t-shirt, and we there.
There you go. Twist my arm.
Oh, no. Vinyl and absinthe. And
he said, you know, I told him like where I lived, and he's like, oh, then you must know this like local band. I was like, I've never heard of this. So he walked over, grabbed their vinyl, and threw it on. I got to pull it up for you, though, because I don't want to say the name wrong. Hold on. Of course, my phone is acting up right now.
I told you I'm getting into vinyl now, right? I've got like, it's a little baby collection. I know that there are people out there who have literally
thousands. Oh, you should see my dad's.
Thousands of vinyl. So mine's a little baby collection. I just started this past year, but I'm up to like 8 records at home, and I got a record player at home, and like during the day, like actually on like Fridays, one of my favorite things to do at the end of the day, I'll sit down after the kids are in bed, house is quiet, we're heading into the weekend, it's the first chill night of the entire week. I'll turn off almost all the lights except for one side light. I will pour myself a very generous pour of whatever I'm vibing with that night and
put a record on.
Pick a record, put it on, sit down in the glider, and just chill out. And it is just heaven. It's
my dad's got a pretty extensive record. I haven't really seen like what all it is, but we for when they first start coming out, when they had those like record to MP3 like things, we got him one of those, so he could put a lot of those on like MP3s. But right, you know, vinyl's coming back again. So Milvin, and the Etnoids.
I love the name.
It's a punk rock like local band, and he played. It was pretty good.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah,
I'll ask him to play that when we go to talk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That would be
so
great.
He put it on. We listened to a couple of them while we were talking and everything, kind of in the background. But it was pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
But
that'd be great.
But yeah, I mean, we've said it before. We love supporting local. There's enough podcasts and stuff out there. The big boys in Kentucky, they don't need our help. They don't need help.
No, they don't need help. They're doing great, and I'm really happy. It's great that they're doing great. That's good.
But yeah, I mean,
I don't know how much help we can offer the little guys, but whatever help we can offer, we want.
And even though, I mean, I know we do a lot of different like scotches and stuff. Like, I still want to do like a scotch corner with Brian
Boggers.
Yeah, with Boggers. But even that, like, that's not as widely known around anywhere.
No.
Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, it might be known amongst Scotch drinkers, but Scotch drinkers amongst whiskey drinkers are a very niche group.
But yeah.
And I told you the other day, I just picked up a Lafroy Select.
Yeah.
And I was in the mood for something. Aaron, I know you're listening. This is for you. I was in the mood for something smoky.
He's converted.
And so I went to the state store, and I was looking around, and I saw it, and I was like, I think I need a Lafroy. I don't have one at the bar yet. And we have one, and I've had like 3 glasses of it in the last like week and a half.
Speaking of Aaron, I want to give him and the group a massive, we always give a massive shout out, but I want to give them a massive shout out. So the other week they had a Wild Turkey charity dinner. Which had a lot of different ports. I was unable to attend, but they had sellout crowd and everything like that. And it was for they did silent auction and everything like that. And it was for the Parkinson's Foundation of Western PA.
Oh, that's really cool.
Who it was for. Yeah, and dump bunch of whiskeys to try and everything like that. And Aaron totaled it up, $7,000.
Wow.
Yeah, was raised.
Wow.
Between silent auctions and ticket sales. That's
amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And
so I just want to give just like a massive shout out to, I mean, we already show them love. We, you know, that's unconditional love. Yeah, but they show us
so much love.
That's unconditional love to them. But yeah, that's just something I just want to highlight, that something they did again. Because again, we're not we as admin moderators, like, we don't make money. It's, you know, it. Oh, please, yeah. Anything that, you know, is made through, you know, these auctions and charity raffles, it's all for charity,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they do a ton for it, so I just want to give them a massive shout out for that amazing. I'm real sad I wasn't able to make it. Yeah.
Next one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think this is a one and done for that.
No. $7,000. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Mm-hmm. That's not chump change.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. Something I love about that group is you go to these shares and you meet some of the most generous men and women.
Mm-hmm.
They go to this thing and they're just excited to share. I know they're called Whiskey Shares, but it's true. Like, they're just excited to share with you, but they're not just excited to share their whiskey with you. They're excited to share stories with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're excited to share experiences with you.
Yep.
And the whiskey is really just a vehicle.
Thank you.
To
perfect. Yes.
Building relationships.
I love going to shares in general, but I love meeting new people or people who it's their first share and they come in and go, this is not at all what I expected. And they look around and go, oh my God. Like, I'm thinking of the one we had at Iron City.
Yeah.
We had a lot of new people there because it was the first one we've had, like, out that way. Usually, you know, we're going, like, Carnegie. So, like,
mm-hmm.
with it being out this way, we had a lot of different people that typically can't make it over to Carnegie. But they're just like, I did no idea what to expect. They were, you know, I was like, well, what, you know, if you had to tell me what did you kind of think this was going to be? And they thought it was just going to be very, like, basic offerings, like, you know, whatever. And people are bringing deep single cuts. Barrels. I brought our Wilderness Trail pick.
Yeah.
That I went on. There were some really, like, a little more rare things. Scott was walking. Scott came up because he kind of organized great. The whole thing. So he flew up and hung out, and he was walking around pouring Elmer T. Lee. You know, so people were just, like, super shocked. It was just like, there is literally a massive, like, range of things. And then Max was like, I had to do it. He brought, you know, Black Box Wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They quote unquote make source whiskey. There's a Black Box whiskey for $14.99.
I love
it. It's in the pouch. It's in the box. Like, it's got the little pour, you know, tasted like shit, but.
But it's a fun thing to try with your friends.
It was like, and you know what? Son of a bitch was pretty much gone by the time we were done. Because you're there and you're like,
everybody who saw that,
I gotta try this.
I have to know.
You think all these big ass whiskey drinkers, we're all gonna go for all this other. No. Every single person, because I was standing by the table and I was standing by it, and everyone was like, I gotta try it.
Bunch
I
know of it's beautiful gonna be bad,
I gotta try it anyway.
Just a bunch of beautiful masochists.
But yeah, it was, if it wasn't gone, it was close to it.
But even like, there literally has to be in those rooms hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of whiskey. I mean,
and that was a smaller.
Yeah,
I feel like I remember that was the one a that we went selection. To
out in Cranberry. Wasn't it Cranberry?
You mean the VFW one?
No, it was the one at the country club.
The birthday part, the seventh anniversary,
the anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a like a housing condo complexes, like community center. Yeah.
Yes.
It was Tim's place, yeah.
We went there, and that was the last one I was able to get to.
Right.
And I know I don't get to go to nearly as many as I'd like to, but...
Me neither.
But really enjoyed this one. Had a great time. We had a great chat with a couple of the boggers. Always, obviously, had an amazing talk and just a wonderful time with Aaron, as per usual, because he's just a beautiful human being. But I just remember that was the day I found my favorite scotch of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Auchtermore 13.1.
Yep.
And I remember leaving and going online and looking, and I was just like, oh my sweet goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That is a $250 bottle of scotch.
You want to, okay, so you need to come to a bogger share with me.
Yeah. I want to.
Because I'm not scared anymore. I'm just multiple Auchtermores there.
I'm not scared anymore. I'm just excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm mad at them that I love Auchtermore. because it is not easy
to get. It is not easy to find, and when you find it, it's so expensive.
But it's worth it.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It was velvet. Mm-hmm. Velvet smoke. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. If there was one bottle, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it was next level.
It was very good.
It was almost a religious experience. Mm-hmm. And somebody brought their Octomore and was just like, try this.
Yeah.
Try this. Like 40 people. I'm bringing this $250 bottle.
It went. It was empty. Okay. So I went back and it was gone.
Yeah. That's risky that you run. And people don't care because they love this so much. Mm-hmm. They're just excited to share that experience with you. And in sharing the whiskey, share a little bit about themselves. And it's just a beautiful thing.
I had brought our baller. The baller from St. George, and I remember Tim Hutchinson. It was him. It was his. He lives in that complex, so it was him that was able to rent that place for us. But I brought it over, and I was like, "All right," I was like, "Gotta try it."
Yep,
gotta try it.
So good.
I love it. It's so different. It's so unique. Fucking great.
Yeah.
And he was like, "What is this?" So I explained like the everything. He's like, "Huh." Nah, you're messing with me. I was like, no, that's it.
It was our pour of the night.
He's like, this tastes like it's infused with weed. He's like, I just feel like I had like a weed gummy or something like that. And I was like, I would be down to try an infused whiskey for sure, but that's not what this is.
Yep. No. And it's so good. And how many people have we brought that up with?
But yeah, we've had a lot of people try this. I mean, I've gone through, when I find it in the wild,
yeah,
I buy it because I know I'm going to go out. Like, it's going to be gone soon.
I'm out. That's another one.
Can we look for that too?
If you see Driftless Glen and the Baller whilst you're out and about in your travels, please let me know. Mm-hmm. There will be a Venmo forthcoming.
Sounds good.
That one blew my mind. Like, that one truly, that was a unique experience. And I always get excited anytime somebody comes over. And I'm like, would you like to try an American take on a Japanese take on a Scottish single malt? And people go, what? And I go, trust me.
He was just like, this is infused. I was like, it's not, but that would be bomb.
Yeah. I mean, when somebody came up with the concept, they were probably infused.
But
it works so well.
I love it. I don't care.
And I love the label of the Japanese take on St. George slaying the dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so cool. The whole thing is so clever, top to bottom.
Oh, for sure. So on talking about some other... So Lucky Sun, that's what I was originally looking up when I saw that it was the shake-off tonight. So keep an eye out. I don't want to say anything yet because I know that they're releasing some stuff. But keep an eye on Lucky Sign's social media.
Yes.
They got some really cool stuff coming down the pipe, and they are going to be announcing it soon. Yeah. So keep an eye on that. Hopefully it's already out, but I don't want to say anything in case they had to push back.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know who I've been meaning to get out to, speaking of like local small batch, et cetera, et cetera, and I haven't gotten out to see them since. I haven't gone out. We met them at the – sorry. Wow, my ADHD is off the chart right now.
Mm-hmm.
We met them at the Whiskey Rebellion Walk last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited because they're close to me. Heist.
Yes.
In Burgettstown.
Yes.
I have yet to go out to the actual
distillery. Yeah, I know. I want to get out there.
And the tasting room and everything like that. And I want to get out there. I want to like make sure I reintroduce who we are, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to try and kind of strike up a conversation with them, if for no other selfish reason than they are 25 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Not even. 15. And I'm like, nothing ever comes out here. I'm like, for whatever reason, nobody comes out to the airport unless they need a ride.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And I can't wait for... He talked about it at the Spirits Fest, which was a freaking blast. But Big Spring is closing in on finishing up their building project that's in the Southside Station Square, like area.
Oh, that's super exciting.
So I'm excited for that. Yeah.
They've got a look, they've got a location out in Swickley too.
They do. They
yeah.
do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be pretty bomb. And yeah.
Super excited for
Jeremy
that.
Jeremy was talking about it.
I wonder if we could talk to Jeremy about maybe covering the grand opening or something.
Oh, he already invited us out. Yeah.
Jeremy, so we talked, I love you.
This is why you need to listen to the shows. Because we talked with him at the Spirits
Fest. I'm sure we did.
You didn't. You weren't there.
I'm sure you did.
But, yeah. No, he wants us to come out for, like, you know, the preview and all that stuff. So. I'm pumped.
Jeremy's my boyfriend. Jeremy's a guy. Jeremy is awesome.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. Cause I even joked with him. I don't know if it was on Mike or not, but I did say it. He was explaining everything that's going to be in the building. And I was like, cool, where's our recording studio going to be? He's like, I'm sure we can find you a spot.
Okay, don't friggin' play. Okay. This isn't like last Valentine's Day. This is a promise I intend
Wait,
for you to
you
keep.
Want to talk about bomb fucking whiskey, right?
Yeah.
He poured us this year's Mario Lemieux Foundation, like 7-year.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Is it like it next
was,
level?
It was some of their best stuff. Yeah. It was. See what happens when you miss stuff?
Anywho. It's not by choice. Mm-hmm. I has responsibilities.
And by the way, Big John said he's down for an episode anytime soon.
Okay, we need to because now also, first of all, I just love your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he's just a gem of a man.
Mm-hmm. He's got to drink with his right hand though. He can't.
Lift. I want to take
his left arm is where he broke.
Yeah,
and he can't lift his hand to his mouth, so he has to drink with his right hand.
How bad do you want it, Big J? How bad do you want it? I'll make you that Reese's Cup shot, but we're going to call it physical therapy.
Anyway.
I could take a nap in his mustache.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to hear this episode and be like, we're not doing this. He's like,
keep him away from me.
I'm not talking to him.
But no, he's down for the Blackberry.
Yeah.
So the Crown... Blinding Crown Blackberry.
We still have to do a freaking peanut butter.
Listen,
with him.
We'll just keep doing. We're gonna do I said he I want to do a Scotch corner.
Guy.
We're gonna do the Scotch corner. We're gonna do the flavor corner with Big John.
I love that. And now that my brother calls him Big Al, I am going to be annoying the hell out of him. So who you got? Where'd you get it? Mm-hmm. When'd you get it? What are you playing it on? What's your fave? Which one do you think would pair well with this whiskey?
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, shut up. And I'm going to be like, I've been drinking, so no.
This is my show. But anyway.
5 years gets you a lot of leeway. Mm-hmm. I'm basically married to your son.
Yeah, right. And neither of our wives care.
No, I think they kind of expect this.
They want it. Yeah, get out.
go be with your other spouse. Had enough of you.
But yeah, I think that's all the big updates I wanted to do. But
keep an eye out. We're gonna have some new swag.
Hopefully,
coming up soon. We will. You poop. We will as soon as it's right.
It's like it's good and bad that you're
as soon
you're
as
our
it's
graphic designer because
as soon as
I
it's
know
correct.
You're OCD.
As soon as it's correct,
and
the
I need
people
to send
can
it
purchase.
To the, I need to send it. I'm gonna give you a deadline.
Okay.
Something to be like.
I work well with deadlines.
You need to finish.
My ADHD OCD loves a deadline. Well, it hates a deadline, but it will meet a deadline.
I can't say anything because I'm the same way with like Excel docs. Oh my God. I literally finished like tweaking one today that I literally looked at Lisa and I was like, something is wrong with me.
No,
like I have
John,
something wrong.
Something is right with you.
I like conditional formatted based on checkboxes, like this
okay.
whole like.
See, that to you is the letter spacing to me. Mm-hmm. I know it's 3 pixel points.
I'm never satisfied.
But there's a right way, and there's the other way.
And then there's Zach's way.
Which is the rightest way.
Anyway. All right. I think we've lost everybody at this point. So
I sure hope not. T, God bless, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we're not doing too bad. I'm proud of us. So, yeah, any final notes on the Driftless other than it's amazing and I want more of it?
That was... So I went and I tried the Smokeless.
Smoked bourbon.
It's very good.
Right?
It's very, very good. If I was in the mood for a smoked bourbon.
And it's like $35 for $375?
Haas.
Or 31 or something like that? Yeah.
Haas.
Yeah.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. I wish I had tried it first.
I'm glad you didn't because I didn't want the smoke to be... Let me
put it to you this way. I'm glad I didn't too because I know that the palate pollution would have been a real thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying I wish I'd tried it first because after drinking the Driftless, anything I had second, it just was not going to be a fair fight.
Well, I mean, the smoked bourbon we talked about, it's aged a little younger. I mean, I'm looking at it and it's very much lighter. It's not...
And you know what? I like it, but I can also kind of taste a little bit of the liquid smoke.
You know, it's not liquid smoke. They didn't use that.
But it kind of, maybe it's the youngness, but it kind of has that taste to it.
It had a little bit of a grain in it.
A little bit of that bitterness, that bite that liquid smoke has. All to say, it's very good. I like it. And it's a half. What did you say, $37?
30 something like that. Low 30s, I think, yeah.
It's Haas. Mm-hmm. Because I love a good smoked bourbon. Mm-hmm. And this is a good smoked bourbon.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be great as, like, in a cocktail.
Oh, this would make a mean old fashioned. Mm-hmm. I have a maple pecan old fashioned mix at home. Ooh. That would pair with this so beautifully. A little squeeze of orange in there. I got a couple orange bitters I could drop in that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All to say, though, this Driftless gin was just such a... If somebody was to say to me, what does good bourbon taste like? I would say, try Driftless.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to be one of the best examples of classic bourbon flavors you are going to get.
Outside of Kentucky. Way outside of Kentucky.
Way outside of Kentucky, but I would say even...
Oh, this could
this could go head-to-head with anything that Kentucky is putting out right now. So I felt bad because it was almost like the smoked bourbon. It didn't...
It would totally dwarf that for sure.
It didn't... I should have tried it first so I could try it on its own merits because I was trying it...
Oh, it's not going anywhere, so...
No. So I'll have it again because it was very good. Mm-hmm. But the Driftless was just... Oh, to quote Chandler Bing, oh my God. So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could I... want this bourbon anymore?
Well, I guess the only thing left to say is, Zachary, cheers to you.
John, my brother.
Cheers to you.
And cheers to the inns.